Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To make a bad day even worse, so he stitches up Lummy, then Sebring gets canceled. And then on top of all of that, Dr. Dan had to go to Disney World with his family is what I heard on Friday.
Dan, tell me you're lying.
Did you wear the ears?
Tell me you're lying.
Fort Wilderness.
Oh, Fort Wilderness. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't go to any parks. We just had these little trailers.
How did I get sprung on you?
That used to be a tradition, and I dodged it for about 2 or 3 years.
And then all of a sudden,
it came up on me. I didn't have a chance to.
Oh, Diaco plastic surgery. Yes, this is Romina Diaco. Can I talk to my husband, please? What, Romina? I'm in the middle of stitching Lummy's face. Oh, Donnie, I just want to let you know this is the weekend that we take our children to Disney, Donnie.
I'm going to Sebring this weekend. No, I'm not going.
Oh, no, Donnie. I called the place that was fixing the transmission. It will not to be done. You will go to the Wilderness Park, Donnie.
Oh, no. Do you know who's real baby this is? That's Candles. I mean, she's the one that sets this whole thing up.
What do you mean?
This is Candles' little deal.
Looks like you answer to her, buddy.
On this one.
I'm going to start calling you CB, Candles, bitch.
Oh, that's nice.
So when it comes to Disney. You just hung out in the cabins?
Yeah, we got there, you know, Friday evening, and just we have a couple other friends and families that go up, and the kids all play together.
Hold on, let's rewind this. So Friday, you do this, you take the Lummy stitches out of his face. What time is that?
Like 11-ish.
11-ish.
Okay. Is this in some back alley, or you did it in your office?
No, I did my office. Okay. Yeah, I did my office.
Did he cause everybody to be behind again, or was it in and out?
No, I wasn't supposed to be there at all. I was supposed to be at Sebring.
Oh,
I had
okay.
nothing to do but, you know, hang out.
Do the girls even show up to the office when you don't have office?
Oh, yeah. They're ordering those things that weren't there.
Oh, okay. Man,
that's where they have the We Hate Dr. Dan meetings.
Can you imagine how relaxed and the much that they party when he's not there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, that son of a bitch is in here. He can't yell at us or nothing.
When the grown-ups are away, the kids play.
Do they still see patients? Well, they do, like, they'll still do, like...
Some follow-ups and some, you know, the esthetician
the
still works.
The dermabrasion and all that
kind of deal. Yeah, the esthetician and my physician's assistant, which... had a baby and was gone for the last 3 months, just showed up again back to work. So
can she do
a lot of stuff. Yeah, she and the esthetician can do a lot of procedures without me being there. So I was actually losing income without her. So I'm glad she's back.
She's back. All right. So now you think you're going, you get the stitches out of Lummy's fat face. Now, at what time do you know that you're going to Disney, not Sebring? Wow, talk about a 180-degree turn.
I found that out
from being a man.
Night.
A man, you're like, man, okay, I'm going to take these stitches out, and I'll be running down the 180 down the backstretch of my $9 million car. Oh, no, Donnie, you're going to spend the weekend in a cabin at Disney.
Yeah, man, so I had to trade my helmet for Mickey Mouse ears. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so
I hate Fort Wilderness.
So, Thursday night, you know your tranny's blowed, right? You can't get it fixed.
It's Wednesday night, Romina poured sugar in it.
Yeah, that's the night. Romina threw sand in the transmission.
Yeah.
All right. So you do Lummy's face. So what time then that you start heading over to Disney on Friday?
You know, I did some errands. I had one of those days to kind of get caught up, and we didn't head out though till about 4 o'clock. It took 2+ hours to get there. The traffic on I-4 always sucks.
Oh, Danny, I thought you were one of the smartest guys I know.
Friday at 4.
You're going to leave Tampa at 4 o'clock to go to Orlando at 4 p.m.
on a Friday.
Might as well left at 7.
You must really love your being in a car with your family.
Yeah, joy. Joy.
Oh, Donnie, you seem so.
At least it's a Cadillac, you know.
Oh, Donnie, you seem so mad while you drive.
Oh, you should have seen me driving.
Oh, Donnie.
You should have seen. I got yelled at the whole
Donnie,
time. My kids were yelling at me.
Dude, we got lucky on Thursday, Bubba.
Yeah, Blitz and I went over the same time on Thursday, and the only traffic we had was Malfunction Junction. After that, it was clear sailing.
Yeah. It was a disaster. Where 27 comes up before Disney World, big disaster.
Blitz and I, we were coming home. The Department of Transportation that's been working on I-4 since 1962, they were bringing these huge-ass bridge supports.
They
had these Florida FHPs, and we got, like, into a 30-minute gridlock coming home.
Oh, no.
I was going to go live on YouTube, but Blitz and I were just, you know, doing some stuff.
What were your kids saying to you, Dan, when they were yelling at you?
Daddy, slow down. You can't drive in this lane, Dad.
I mean, I was literally...
This is for ambulances only.
I was driving the Escalade like it was a Ferrari, trying to dodge in and out of traffic. But you know, there was one time where I passed like 150 cars because I picked
Doesn't
the correct lane.
Doesn't that feel good doing
that? Yeah. That's so satisfying.
How fast were you really going?
About 90.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, Donnie, you're going 90. That's way over the speed limit, Donnie.
Did your kid... In the emergency lane? It's fast.
Did your kids want to go to the parks at all and you shut it down, or it's the parks aren't part of the tradition?
The parks are...
Now, is this a Diaco tradition?
It was, again, it's a candle tradition. And so
that's,
we've gotten looped into.
That's J.D. Diaco's wife.
Yeah, but like her family goes, her parents go, her sister and brother goes.
Where do they go?
They all have, they have their own little...
I thought they went to Polk County and like intended it up.
They do. They go up to Ocala and do that. But they actually have these little like apartments that are like little cabins.
Yeah, like little cabin deals.
And so we'll have like five or six cabins all next to each other. It's nice because all the kids play and the adults just kind of hang out and, you know, the
so
girls have wine.
You were doing... A fire pit, Willie, on Friday night.
The whole fire pit
deal. We were too.
So were we. After Bubba 199, we did the Bubba Army fire pit, except for Lummy, who just quickly left.
Yeah, I had a big morning. Sorry, it was Saturday.
Lummy, it was me and Big Red and Blitz and...
Creatine
Travis, and there were some others, and we just had the big fire pit going after Bubba 199, and they were like, man, Lummy kind of left abruptly.
Yeah, we found some hay and some twigs to throw into it.
Yeah, why did you have to get out the twigs? Why'd you leave? Like, we only spent an hour out there, then we all left. But like, why couldn't you be there with part of the camaraderie?
Well, after I got all the things, I even told Blitz early on that I had to wake up early. I had to get up at like 6 a.m. the next day.
So did I.
I know, but it was going to be a long day for me bike riding, so I needed to get some sleep early
in the night. He said, "Hey, I'll help you guys get the wood and stuff, but I'm not staying."
Lummy, what did you do Saturday night?
Oh, Saturday all day. I did a memorial bike ride, which
was virtual ones where you sit on your Peloton inside your house.
No, unfortunately,
like the virtual 5K that you did.
I actually, I hung out with Yippee O'Brando.
When you do a virtual fundraising bike ride, do you guys just all Peloton in, or you know, they just say, hey, it's the honor system. Make sure that you did, 26 miles around your neighborhood sometime this week. Now send in your money.
Lummy, did Ashley get you roped into this bike riding challenge?
No, it wasn't a challenge. It was a memorial ride. It wasn't.
Oh,
a girl like 4 years ago died.
Lummy doesn't even know who died.
St. Pete. She broke her window.
What's her name?
Getting in. What?
What's her name?
Oh, Kendall.
What?
She broke her window getting in.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
She bled out. And she bled out.
Getting in what?
Trying to break into her house.
Well, what was she trying to break in on for?
Because she was drunk and was done with the.
She smashed her window and she died from the bleeding.
What type of charities are you associated with?
Usually it's like someone who got cancer.
This weekend we got us a bike ride for a girl that's too drunk, tried to break into her apartment in St. Pete.
He's got to be leaving something out. What happened? She was breaking in, but there's a reason, right? Because she needed formula for her baby or something, right?
Yeah, sure. No, she just locked herself out and that was her plan to break the window. And then when she reached in, I guess it cut straight down and she bled out right in front of her door.
Well, I mean, Blitz, I'm sure everybody's trying to find this article. What a media candle from St. Pete. Is that what her name is?
Yeah.
The candle from St. Pete 32K bike ride?
And the only reason they knew about it is because there was a security camera because she lived above a lawyer's.
Where's the money going to?
Her family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She got a kid and stuff. Couldn't he just open a window up for her?
Well, he's not around. He's that guy. But it was fun.
Why do I feel as if this charity is kind of a flim-flam deal?
Well, all charities are, except for yours.
That is true.
It's true.
Lummy, is this money getting washed and put back into the Fast Fresh Seafood account or what?
Exactly.
What's going on here? Like, let's just be real. Nobody's listening.
No, it was just like a bunch of friends. So.
And you're a friend?
Well, I know people.
You know people, but did you know the chick?
No, I didn't know the chick.
I mean, most people that are involved in a charity type deal have a pretty good understanding as to what they're there for and who they're raising money for.
You never drank with her?
I was there to support everyone else.
You never drank with her?
I don't even know who she is.
Oh, did Ashley?
How did you get roped into it?
Friends of Ashley, then friends of some other friends I have.
Lummy, do you know sometimes you can tell people no?
It was fun. You know, riding around downtown St. Pete. It was a beautiful Saturday.
Wait. So she got drunk and died, and so you commemorate her death by getting drunk?
And riding
around.
Yes, listen, now, let's just...
Lummy, how much money was raised from the drunk girl?
And how do you raise money?
Drunk bike ride.
The drunk girl impaled herself while trying to get into her apartment in St. Pete nearly 4 years ago.
R.I.P. That's a horrible way to die, by the way.
By the way, I am not trying to make a light of this very tragic situation. I just want to know a little bit more about this particular charity organization. Maybe perhaps we could
get behind
lend a hand, a helping hand.
Lummy, yes. Is there an official website? What is it, a 401c?
I don't know.
There's like 40. There's like 40. Most federal ones are 501c3. Oh. This one is a 401c3. It's not quite 501c3 status. But Rhonda impaled herself while breaking into her own apartment. 401c needs your help this weekend.
I don't know what's more interesting, the bike ride or Dr. Dana Disney. I don't know which direction to go.
Oh, we got them both.
Lummy, how did you guys raise money? How did you riding bikes, like, how did that raise money?
Oh, no, well, they went all, like, around to, like, the different breweries, and then you got, like, a deal at the different breweries with it.
It sounds like a pub crawl. Sounds like Ashley wanted to do a pub crawl. She said, hey, Ma, you know, this is for some chick that stabbed herself while getting in her apartment. It's the annual...
she was drunk, so we're going to go to pubs.
Christine, I was too drunk to open up my Pelon window pub crawl.
Yeah, I mean,
bring it back.
Yeah, that's probably what happened, but I mean, it was a fun time.
But I mean, what do you mean the brewery?
Any excuse to drink, Mommy.
I just don't. Bubba, yeah. What does it mean the breweries gave them a deal? Like,
it
feels like they spent money and didn't get any money for the charity.
No, like you went in there, you got a free drink, and then obviously everything
how
after that was.
How much did it cost you, Lummy? How much did it cost to enter this Christine impaled herself on a window pub crawl, like in the 401c3?
You said it was in St. Petersburg, or?
Yeah.
How much did it cost?
I'm trying to look it up. I don't see anything.
It was $50.
Per person?
Yeah.
So 50 for you and 50 for Ashley.
Yeah.
So $100 to save $4 on some draft beer at Jimmy's, you know, pub. On South St. Pete on 22nd and 4th.
Well, no, there was a lot of different breweries you could go to. There was like 45 people that were riding around, and it was a fun time. Like Three Daughters Brewery and different things like that. They put on they had a concert and stuff like that. Big super spreader event.
Lummy likes to say and stuff like that. We don't know what that means. But we certainly can only assume that a big-time charitable organization that's recognized as a 401c5 is putting on one hell of an event.
This is like, I mean, if Lummy's not getting a shakedown from Pitbull, he's getting a shakedown from an odd charity. Lummy's just taking it from all sides
of
life.
Do you just
walk
around life?
Don't give him a raise, Bubba.
Do you walk around life with just with a thing on your forehead that says, please, bamboozle me?
It was fun.
I buy moon rocks. I mean, just like, Mommy,
bamboozle me.
Please bamboozle me.
I hate money and things.
It's your turn.
I'm so easily persuaded.
It was fun. And then Yippee O'Brando came out, and then we extended the night with Yippee O'Brando.
So Yippee O'Brando came all the way from Orlando to join the...
No, he lives up in Palm Harbor.
Okay, so he came down from Palm Harbor to join the... Christine got impaled on her.
But he actually rented an electric bike, so he was a lot smarter than the rest of us.
Jesus.
How much did you shake him down for?
1,000 bits.
Yeah, because we need our bits for the end of the month here, because we're taking a few days off, Lummy. Him down for this charity?
I mean, we played some games, and Uncle Eric was going to show up. But, we played basketball game.
Hey, Bubba, hold on.
I want to switch over to Disney.
There's one more. Lummy lost his Apple Watch that night. His Apple Watch just fell off when he was playing his games.
Lummy. I still think someone stole it, but...
Off your wrist?
Yeah.
Lummy, you were at a charity event. Well, it's supposed to be surrounded by people that love Christine, who impaled herself.
How is someone going to steal a watch off your wrist?
Because I it's an easy flick off, and I think that's what happened.
Okay.
I still think that's what happened.
It could have just flicked off on its own.
Yeah, it could have when I was playing skee ball, but I mean, that's besides the point.
Can't you find your... Doesn't Apple Watch have a find your Apple Watch?
Can it, like, walk home back to your house or something?
Yeah. I checked it and it didn't come up, so I don't know. Maybe the person that got it already disabled it.
Yeah, Some drunk frat bro at Parks and Rec really did a 1-2 jailbreak on your Apple Watch already.
Apple Watch 2.
Where do you think you lost it at?
It was Parks and Rec. It was Parks and Rec, and I think it was when I was playing skee ball. I think it either popped off or someone
now,
popped
was,
it off
was, was the Parks and Rec place that you went to, was it part of the pub crawl for Christina who impaled herself?
It was the final place. And Uncle Eric with 2,000 bits.
Thank you.
But, it was the last place we went. And I feel like it's easy to pop that thing off, and I feel like someone popped it off and took it.
Someone pops up.
Nobody's going to pop off your Apple
We're
Watch
not
and
in
take
New York.
It.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's some slick people out there.
Yeah. How did you not notice that all of a sudden your watch is gone?
I did. That's when I realized it was gone. When I looked down and
if
it was
Seth
gone.
Kushner or Anna or maybe me or something, if we're rolling around, people, you know, we're not 6'5", 320 pounds. Nobody in their right mind, not everybody knows that you're a pussy, but like nobody's going to pop your watch off
for
fear of getting killed.
Well, no one turned it in, so.
And that doesn't mean that, you know.
Lost and Found.
Hello, Rick. Lost and Found, Sports and Rec. Do you guys got an Apple Watch? No, all we get are usually car keys and, like, you know, stupid stuff.
Somebody turns in an Apple Watch, the guy that running the Lost and Found is going to put it in his pocket.
Yeah, well, exactly.
No one turned that one in.
Bubba, from what I heard yesterday, like, when Lummy went back in to try to find the Apple Watch, security tried to stop him because I guess they were over their capacity, and Lummy wouldn't be stopped. He went right past the security guard.
Yeah, man, no one's going to stop me. I got to find my watch. I busted right through there.
Did they really try to stop you?
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, I just saw you, you fat ass. And he's like, no, you can't come in here. I'm like, get out of my way.
Why am I getting this on tape for Bubba or for YouTube, huh?
Jesus.
Some guy tries to stop you from getting into a bar on Sunday while looking for your watch.
I backed him down. He shut up right there, and I went in.
You feel great, don't you?
Oh, I felt great. Well, then I apologized to him.
Yeah, he's got your watch, too.
As he's walking back out, hey, sir, I just want to let you know I'm really sorry for being rude with you. I'm so very sorry. I feel bad about it.
Sorry to bother you.
Meanwhile, Dr. Diaco would have said, you know, Fongu, buddy. That's right.
Exactly.
Screw you. I didn't find my watch, but you didn't stop me now, did you, buddy? How you feeling?
Yeah, I pretty much how it went.
I mean, you're the biggest pussy I know.
Well, I felt bad. I mean, I shouldn't have yelled at him, but, I mean.
Well, Lummy, you lost it all on charity night, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You lost your watch. We don't even know that it was a real charity. I mean, God, Lummy.
That was like a $400 night.
And
$400 night.
You missed Friday's night's camaraderie with all the boys outside on the Bubba Army fire pit. You missed that opportunity as well. In lieu of writing for some charity that we don't even know exists.
And Bubba gave a painting exhibition.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I gave a painting exhibition.
Did people, were they into it or they just acted like they were into it?
Way into it.
It's hard to tell.
Shut up, Anna.
Sorry.
Do you see what this bitch is wearing today? I'm sorry to refer to her that way, but I mean, I can't believe it. This is just ridiculous.
Oh, this old thing?
Is that pandering?
No, not at all.
This old thing?
Yeah, this. I'm a big Pac fan.
This is
go
so,
Pac, go.
Where did she even get this crap?
Somebody probably sent it in. Scott Landers probably sent it in from Gas.
No, I've always liked the Packers. They're my team.
I will tell you this.
I mean, they did that shirt.
Don't get mad at me.
She's been a cheesehead from way back.
Don't get mad at me, but may I say something inappropriate?
Let her take the jacket off first.
Can you take the jacket off?
Yeah.
And then may I have your permission to say something that's probably not appropriate?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Dan, being a lawyer, will you admit that I asked to be inappropriate?
Yes.
You might, okay.
You got to go ahead.
All right, so hold on.
Green light, Willie.
So she's got her her jacket off, and so just sit there normal if you could.
Okay, I'm trying to be normal.
It makes your boobs look bigger.
Well, yeah, because it's a pretty fitted shirt.
Yeah, so like, I mean, it makes you look
she's
like...
She's got 12 bras on.
It's like a double stack of pancakes.
No.
It's better than a single stack. Have you, Dan?
Anna, who's your favorite Packer?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course.
Damn.
But I'm just saying, like, it looks kind of cute.
Thank you. Yeah, I wore it because I love the Green Bay, if you will. And they just clinched the number one seed in the division.
They clinched the NFC division. North, and they are the number
one
seed.
You might want to stop while you're ahead.
No, she's doing good.
They got the seed.
I know, but she's about done.
That's what you need.
They spread
the
seed, and they got the seed back.
You know what? That's what you need. You need what the Packers got, the seed. I mean, we would make fun of her if she didn't wear and pander, and then we make fun of her for she does.
Where'd
pander.
She get poor the
bitch
shirt?
Poor bitch
Don't worry
can't.
About
Where
it.
Where did you get the shirt?
The shirt store.
And it has a Bub Army thing on
it's
the side.
It's got a Bub Army thing it's on it.
Yeah. Oh, that screams of Cable Dog, does it not? Cable
it
Dog.
It does not.
Of course.
Drunk Kim?
No, who
yeah,
did?
Drunk Kim.
Oh, Drunk Kim.
Doesn't matter where I got it. I got it from
GCSupply.com with you, 1,000 bits.
Are you guys not at the Orlando party when Drunk Kim told everybody 47 times that she gave her a shirt?
Blitz, that's
it. She didn't tell me. We Blitz. Talked.
Oh,
I didn't
yes,
hear about
did.
That.
Yeah.
Blitz, I didn't hear it, but I don't ever listen to her, so I don't know what she... I tuned Drunk Kim.
I don't
yeah,
speak
I tuned her right on out. She could literally say she had the winning lottery number for Powerball.
And she's giving it to you.
And I'd be like, Kim, you know I don't listen to you. You drive me insane.
Bubba, I just don't think this should be allowed in your studio.
I was strategic about it. I made sure that I wore it on a day they didn't lose.
Not only is it allowed.
She's been waiting for months to
not only is it, not only is it allowed, Seth Kushner, it's appreciated, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, God forbid she put her in good light now. Poor little thing. I'm going to give her a... however that goes.
I'll take it.
Okay, cool. So why don't I just show up in a Mark Tremera jersey tomorrow, and then we're all cool, right? And then Dr. Dan can wear
oh, you know the Packers? Come
Donald
on.
Driver.
Hold
and we'll
on.
Just all...
the Packers.
But hold on. It's so funny when he goes straight to the Mark Tremera, the guy that was in a hot tub with an 18-year-old.
14.
Actually, she ended up being 18.
Well, why was there so much question about her age?
Because the media initially spun it as, like, you know, 16, 17.
And then we negotiated it up to 18?
No, I...
Yeah, they waited a few years, and all of a sudden she was 18.
Bubba's only trying to cover
Packers.
For this guy.
Packers would like to announce that, indeed, Mark Chimura, 2 years ago when he was a former Packer, was in with now an 18-year-old.
It was a hot tub, right? He was hot tubbing it up with
Mark Chimura was
his kid's babysitter.
Hold on. So Mark Chimura was his big-time tight end for the Green Bay Packers during the Brett Favre era. And he was super good, and he was like 29, 30. He still had probably 3 or 4 more years of great shelf life. Tight ends can go.
Yeah, into the 30s.
I mean, Anna usually. Knows. She's a big Packers fan.
Yeah.
She knows the history.
I know the guy.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, like I think his babysitter had a after-prom party.
Yep, post-prom weekend party.
Post-prom weekend party, and he went and was hot tubbing with... He was single, I think. Maybe he was married. I don't know. And he was out hot tubbing with senior bitches. And that got thrown off. I got thrown out of the league.
Yeah, because, I mean... Well, you're not
let
yet.
Let me pull the report.
Not
I'm looking at it right now.
Not every senior's 18. They got that whole... So there's a lot of...
I don't think that anything sexually happened, though.
He got arrested for sexual assault.
Yeah, he was accused, and his friend was accused of the same thing for an 18-year-old friend.
All right, so he got accused of blasting an 18-year-old at a underage hot tub party. Boy, that's a lot of heat, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
is. Third-degree sexual assault, and yeah.
The Packers should be suspended this year for what happened back then.
Back in 89.
They should have their number one seed taken away.
I'm trying to. Lummy, you may have said it might be. Oh, here we go.
They've clinched.
Oh, Lummy, look, it makes me go through. Oh, it just won't give me the article.
Just answer questions about your sexuality.
Oh, no, just say skip the survey, and then that's it.
What do you mean skip the survey?
Well, mine didn't have that, but I see that.
Okay, thank you, Lummy. Packers Mark Chimura arrested on accusation. See, Anna's going to be wearing a Mark Chimura jersey next week.
Well, supposedly he had a child with a different babysitter?
Oh my goodness.
Green Bay Packers tight end Mark Chimura, when was this? In 2000, was arrested Monday after his 17-year-old babysitter accused him of sexually assaulting her in a bathroom at a post-prom weekend party where they played drinking games together. Yeah, that's not probably very defendable, is it?
No.
Chimura's friend, Robert Gessert, who was also arrested after the 18-year-old woman accused him of sexually molesting her in a hot tub at the party at Gessert's Heartland home. Chimura, 31, Gessert, 42, have not been formally charged. We're continuing to review the case. Chimura, one of the NFL's best tight ends, whose nickname is Chewy, appeared in court with his hands bound in chains and was released in a $5,000 bond.
Damn, yeah, that sounds legit. I bet Anna thinks he's probably hot too.
Well, pull him up,
even though he's a pred.
Oh yeah, a search warrant filed in Waukesha County Circuit Court said the 17-year-old told Chimura, girl told police Chimura led her to the bathroom, locked the door, removed her jeans and underwear, and had sexual intercourse with her.
Big Country 2988, $50 cash.
Thank you, buddy. The girl knew Chimura because she was his babysitter. So he met his babysitter at this post-prom deal.
And by the way, you are, when you're in Wisconsin or Green Bay or whatever it is, and you're on the Packers, you are a megastar. Everybody knows who you are.
Nothing else going on
right
there.
Every single person knows who you are, no matter like if you're on special teams or like you are your star.
Yes. Yeah. Like if you're a Green Bay Packer.
Like this guy's not under the radar at a party. I mean, everybody knows who he is.
So he met her when she was 16 and then had a baby with her when she was 18?
No, he had a baby with a different babysitter.
Oh, God, I can't keep track.
Well, you're a Packers fan, honestly, you have to.
Hold on. Chimura was wearing white boxer shorts and a dark towel. Four pairs of underwear were confiscated when they searched Chimura's home. You think they were looking for semen?
Or other secretions.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. But semen in his own underwear is irrelevant. It's the other girl's stuff. They want to find
Chimura.
Objection! Sorry, I just wanted to say that.
Objection! My client masturbated the night before. I'm just telling you.
We're looking for other secretions.
Chimura, a married father of two children, joined the Packers in 92. He built a home in this style, blah, blah, blah.
That's team, Anna. There you go.
I'm looking him up. Hold on.
Oh, you're going to like him.
You're going to like him.
Yeah, he's not a bad-looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
You
not
would,
bad.
You would go for a. You would go for a mark.
She's
going
to start
tomorrow.
Applying
like
to be his babysitter.
If he wasn't like a you know, like a child rapist, I'd be down.
A rapey pedophile.
Yeah.
He wasn't a chomo.
What is, huh?
Child molester.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anytime I speak of Dan, I should probably play. Seth, I thought it was going to be your theme, but it's just going to be whomever is the champion's theme. And most of the time, it's you anyway. So,
yes.
You know,
whatever works for the show. Yeah.
Big Country 2988, 10,000 bits.
That is huge, Big Country. Looks like Big Country's trying to get his money in for next year's party.
Woo!
Which, by the way, we're in the final phases of planning this year's Bubba Army Royalty Party, Saturday, January 16th. I'm expecting prop. By the way, there's only been six people that have whispered Blitz that they're coming.
I'm coming.
Dan, I know you'll be getting a. Dan, you're not going to be getting a text because I know you're coming. Like, you know, you're part of the staff. You better be here. Anyway, Saturday, January 16th, if you are, you know, like Carrie Baby and Unsavory and, you know, Iggy, all you guys, even if you think we know that you're coming, whisper us and let us know so we can officially get a head count. And Blitz, they are plus ones, aren't they? Of course. Like, you have to bring,
yes.
You're allowed to bring one.
How many are you expecting after everybody RSVPs?
Well, we'll know when they RSVP.
I'm saying probably, with guest, nearly 200.
Wow.
It's going to be a super.
You had 60 last year?
No, we had about 100 last year. We had about 100 total with guests.
Wow.
It was
this
fun.
Year's going to be doubled.
Jeez.
Kevin Hazlett's already stepped up with a 40 by 40 tent. Did you guys see that?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
an
yeah.
ice cream truck.
He stepped up with everything.
And an ice cream truck.
He really brought the holiday spirit. I didn't open up my gift until, I think, over the weekend.
What did you think about that?
I just think it's crazy, but appreciated.
Speaking of which, Dan has one here, and so does Jay from Kevin.
Oh, that's really?
Can you believe I'll bring it during that? The break. Can you believe that?
Oh,
that's class, is it not?
It really is.
That is class.
I hope it's different. I hope it's something different from what he got us because Dan didn't speak highly of this restaurant.
Dan is such a dick. Dan, what happened to you on your way back from Orlando Saturday? Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, driving back. Nice, light drive, pretty day. And
something's about to go terribly wrong.
You and the family.
And I'm in the Escalade and pass around mile marker like 37, 38, kind of like near the edges of Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And not on the interstate, but like, you know, the roads that go underneath the interstate.
Yeah.
I see a commotion to the right. It looks like a motorcycle's down and I see like three people standing around. No ambulance, no cops, no nothing. It looks like something just happened. And I didn't see it till I was at the crest of the bridge over the underpass. And so
Donnie, looks like somebody might be hurt. I am married to a doctor.
No, I just said, sorry, guys, and I pull off to the right. And then, you know, I'm a little pissed off because even though
you're
half
always
of my,
mad, Dan.
Half of my accidents, I am. Half of my accidents.
Sorry, so am I.
Seth makes me feel good about my anger. I feel like a nice person next to Seth.
I'm so tired of being told to get my anger under control. Sorry, go ahead.
So, you watch videos of, like, you know, the Beast doing 50 miles an hour in reverse. My Escalade does 125 going forward, but about 15 going in reverse. So I pull off to the side of the road where the entrance ramp is, and I start trying to go backwards on the entrance ramp to get towards to get towards the main street.
What happened?
We spilled this monster. Lummy, get paper towels.
Lummy.
Oh, I didn't know.
TV champion.
Lummy, TV champion.
No, it's good. He's fine.
He's got it. Doctor, that can do it himself. He's a doctor. He's a doctor, Lummy.
The football doctor.
He's a doctor, Lummy.
All right, so let me make this straight. Sunday, you're driving home from Orlando from a weekend with your family at Wild Wilderness.
Right.
Lummy spilled on his face, too.
And that's why he was mad, by the way, Bubba. That's why he was driving home mad.
One of the reasons why he's mad is because he was supposed to be in Sebring driving his race car 200 miles an hour with the boys.
Now he's reversing at 10 miles an hour on the side of the highway.
He goes by a potential motorcycle crash on I-4. He goes past it. He realizes he needs to help. He pulls over his $125,000 Escalade. It'll go 120. It'll go 125 forwards, but it only has some kind of override, Willie, where he smashed the gas and he's going 15 miles an hour backwards trying to get to the wreck.
Yeah, I feel like Dr. Nefarious in his little scooter trying to get backwards to this accident.
Do you think they're saying, man, look at that bitch going 15 back there?
I know, I was embarrassing myself.
Did somebody tell you did your family want you to stop, or you've just felt like you should have stopped?
You know, when I see an accident, and if there's EMS there and stuff, there's zero chance or reason for me to be there. But when it's a fresh accident and there's just, you know, some random, you know, looker honors trying to
play doctor, you're a great citizen.
I have to stop, especially if it looks like someone's really hurt. You know, if it's just a little fender bender, I'm not stopping.
Is it like your ode to the world, or like, you know, it's kind of like you're a doctor and, you know, you can help people, and that's kind of like just your mantra, so to speak.
Listen,
what am I going to do for a guy?
I'm a dick, but I'm a compassionate dick. And so I can't help it. If I see another human in distress, I'm going to stop.
Even if it was Anna, you would stop.
Yeah, even if it was dumbass Anna, I would stop.
Have there been moments in your life where someone said, is there a doctor here, and you've ignored that?
Nope.
No.
Nope. I've done it on planes. I've done it everywhere. Restaurants.
I'm a doctor.
I can't help myself.
And the thing about it is when you say it, though, I mean, Blitz could say it. People don't say, well, let me check your credentials. I mean, they're like, okay, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no one's like, yeah, when they ask for a doctor, no one's like, you're a dermatologist,
well,
I see.
I'm really a vet.
Where'd you do your undergrad at, buddy?
Where's your tail?
Chiropractor to the rescue.
Yeah. All right, so
I go in reverse. It takes me about 17 minutes to get off that entrance ramp, and I finally get to it, and it's horrible.
It's
a 61-year-old guy named Sid, and he was really nice. He was on a Harley with his old buddy, who knows who you are, buddy, Bubba. He knows you. He recognized me and who we were.
Oh.
But they're riding their motorcycles, and he pulls out, and some dude in a blue car just drills him, T-bones him, and then takes off. So it's a hit and run, and this motorcycle is disintegrated. I mean, there's parts of this motorcycle everywhere, and this old man's on the ground, and it looks like he got shot in the head with this stream of blood coming from his head.
Helmet or no?
No helmet.
Oh, no helmet.
No helmet.
No. And I mean, it's freedom, but it's also a huge risk.
Right.
So much more dangerous without a helmet. So,
Sid, who's in worse shape, Sid or his buddy?
No, his buddy's fine. His buddy's on the phone trying to get EMS. And literally, there's like only two or three people there. So one guy has his head, and this guy, Sid, is, you know, he's got a head injury. He just got out of the hospital.
Though, right?
His eyes are open, but he's not all there. And he just got out of the hospital. His friend said he just beat lung cancer. He has his incisions on his chest from the surgery he just had.
Can I ask a question? Can people die with their eyes open?
Yes.
Okay. Let's say your eyes being open doesn't necessarily mean you're alive. No, correct?
He was answering like every third question correctly.
Okay,
you know, like he was like, and he was messed up. He was all scraped up. He was flailing around. He was really a danger to himself at that point. And so,
was he laying down or was he standing up?
He was laying down. Right. No, he wasn't moving. He was just like, you know, twitching.
And this is on the side of the highway,
in the middle of the street. Not even. This is the underpass underneath I-4, but it's a small highway. I don't know what road it is around exit, like I said, 35 or so.
All right.
And one guy's holding his head, and everyone else is kind of standing around not knowing what to do. So I
they probably got their phones out for the next Instagram TikTok deal.
So I literally like get on him like I'm riding him like
Stevie
MMA
Nicks
style.
Music underneath him.
You know, like I get on his essentially on his like hips, and I straddle him, trying to hold him down.
MMA style,
and talking to him, and then also you know trying to evaluate him to see what's wrong and how I can help. And then this chick comes up. She goes, "What's his pulse? What's his pulse? What's his pulse? What's his pulse? What's his pulse?" I mean, she said it 30 times.
Dan gets in a fight with some bitch trying to help.
And I said, "Bitch, it's fine. He's fine.
Some roadside doctor, bitch."
She went to doctor.
Some girl just YouTube what to do if a guy gets in a motorcycle wreck.
Check his pulse.
Check his pulse. Well, duh.
When you straddled him, did you say, "I'm a doctor"?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, just by holding,
I would
him,
hope the doctor would straddle you. If not, you'd be like, "This is getting weird."
So I can
some
feel
hot guy straddling me.
Just let me die.
You're naked, choke on him.
guys, doing a modern day reverse cowboy on me. I just want
to
die.
He's trying to tap you. He's tapping out.
The last thing he sees is Dan's Italian sausage.
Yeah, you probably felt it right there on his belly button, poor guy.
You sure did. It kept him alive.
So anyway,
You know, she's screaming at me to get the pulse. I'm like, his pulse is fine because just holding his arms, I could feel his pulse.
Right.
And without like, you know, busting out the stopwatch and timing, and I could tell his pulse was about 90 because I felt a pulse or two before in my life.
Right.
And so she's like, feel the pulse. And she like grabs his hand to try to feel the pulse. I'm like, bitch, I got this.
Was this your wife?
Oh, Donnie, in Argentina, we grab wrist after motorcycle crash, Donnie. Oh, Donnie, in Portugal, we always grab wrist and check pulse, Donnie. The kids are scared, Donnie.
So finally, I put my finger on his wrist for about a second and said, his pulse is 90. Move on. And so,
Dan's barking out orders at the roadside, Willie, with motorcycle high low.
So,
Sid just got out of cancer treatment. He's 61. He's laid out on the slab.
He's going for the ride of his life.
Dan's riding him reverse Italian stallion.
But there's blood everywhere. I mean, there was blood everywhere. It was a bloody mess. And so I was covered in blood when I was done. But eventually the EMS did arrive and the police and the fire trucks and everything like that. And so as soon as they arrived, I gave them a
the first thing
briefing.
He asked was his pulse.
His vital signs were stable. But, you know, they were there very quickly and they jumped on it and the police took the name
and
number.
Did you administer any type of care at all other than just, you know,
it was more stabilizing him. And
did you have gloves, Dan?
I didn't have gloves. So I walked back to the car.
Dan heard he was a fan, so he started playing this parody bitch to the guy.
You heard this one?
As soon as Dan got on top of me,
What Dan isn't telling us is that Sid died to Daniel, you're a hero to me.
I gave him some peaceful dying music.
There was no pulse. That's why the lady was concerned. He's like, just listen to this, Sid. Just listen to this.
I just had that music blaring out of my car.
It wasn't his pulse. It was 90 beats per minute. It was the parody.
Yeah. So he made it. He made it.
He made
but
it.
I was covered in blood. I mean, my jeans, my shirt, my hands. I had blood under my nails. It was, you know. And now, I wasn't really worried about COVID. I was worried about his life.
Is the family happy? Now, when you get back in the car, bloody, is the family happy? Or are they mad? Or, you know, they want to get home to watch football? What's the feeling like in the...
Like, Danny, when you first got back in the car after doing all this, what's the first thing that your wife or kids said to you?
Did he die? I'm like, no, he's not going to die. I think he's going to be okay. He's banged up. He's hurt. I think he broke a rib and his head split wide open. And he's bleeding everywhere, but I think he's going to make it. And
oh,
I said, I'm
Donnie.
Sorry, guys. I said, I'm sorry, guys. I have to stop on these things. I mean,
they should know that, though.
Yeah, they understand. They just ask a few questions and move on. They were glad he didn't die.
I'm a real live doctor.
They were glad he didn't die.
Kids, your dad is such a hero.
They don't look at it that way. They just look at it like, how come we're not home yet?
I would have given you manual love on the way home.
Yeah, I got none of
in
that.
In front of the kids?
But you know what? Afterwards,
well, I don't know. They probably got headphones or something.
Oh, Donnie, I will give the kids some earbuds and take care of you.
Just watch Home Alone.
They still have eyes, guys.
I'm sorry I told you to check pulse, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie, it's tough not to fall in love with you when you play your own music after you've saved somebody's life, Donnie.
So are we staying in touch with Sid? Or we don't know where Sid is.
I don't know where Sid is. Okay. I hope they catch a son of a bitch that hit him. But you know, when something like that happens, I get quiet for a little while. You know, I kind of go over it again in my head and just sort of decompress. It's stressful because when you stop, you don't know what you're getting into. It's like running into, you know, I mean, I'm the kind of guy that
saving lives is stressful.
that runs into a burning building. But, you know, after it all cools off and the adrenaline's gone and it's kind of stabilized, it just takes a few minutes for me to decompress.
Dan then hits his various songs. Dan sits
already starting out.
This is what the kids have to listen to all the way back to Tampa.
What's the chance I could get in your pants? You're the man that hot doctor named Dan. When you drive a Ferrari.
So the kids are listening to after Dan.
Tall and dark with glutes so tight. He'll fix your smile with some collagen lips. If you're flat, he'll give you fake breasts.
That's your honor.
In a video with Winona Judd. Plus he can prescribe me Vikes. San Diego is my hero.
Wow.
It's dramatic.
He can take away your pain.
I like the accent as well.
He is like Jesus Christ, but better.
So that's what the kids had to listen to all the way home.
All the way home. Over and
Not
over again.
Not to be confused if there's three or four.
Did you say that you
more,
had to go?
More of them.
Did you say you had to stop in the woods or something on the way home also? Was there a bathroom incident?
If you could find a couple of the Dr. Diaco ditties, that would be great. Just let me know where they are, bud. Certainly whenever. But, Dan, you had to stop in the woods on the way home?
No, I just did a little side water bottle shower. That's all I could do. That's all I had to get the blood off of me. Didn't do a great job, but I eventually took a shower.
So Sid's going to be okay?
I think Sid's going to make it, yes.
Did you exchange any information?
Well, I gave my information to the police woman, and then his friend's like, Diaco. I'm like, yeah, Bubba, you know Bubba? He goes, I know Bubba. Bubba, I know Bubba personally. I can't remember the other guy's name, though. I'm sorry. It's an old, like about a 65-year-old skinny guy, biker.
Right.
Lakeland.
Now, is he going
to
be...
He's probably been to some events we've been to.
Is he going
to
be okay?
I don't know. I don't have an update
Sid,
on
Sid, if you're not dead, 813-90 Bubba.
Yes, please.
The good news is...
Maybe let me investigate to go, find Sid.
Bubba, I'd like him to find the damn guy that hit him.
Hey, Bubba, the good news is that Lummy's organized a charity bike ride for Sid. We're going to pay his hospital bills.
That's a worthy one.
This is what the kids have to listen to from Lakeland clear to South Tampa. This is what they had to listen to after Dan saved Sid's life.
Daniel's the greatest surgeon you see.
He can save Sid's life on the side of the road, under the underpass.
He can take the smallest girl from an A to a double D. Daniel, my dude, stay off in view. Oh, I wish I was Daniel. Oh, well, I wish it so much.
I'm just going to go to the first reprise.
Oh, Lord, now, Dr. Dan Diaco, you're a hero to me. You take a small chess girl and you make her a full C. Handsome and rich.
Lummy.
And you drive a Ferrari.
Lummy.
Daniel. You're a star. And you make Bubba smile.
All right.
Dr. Dandy.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Get well, Sid. Have that ride for you soon, buddy.
If you're screwed, you want me in your corner.
So, Lummy, maybe you can do an Lummy Investigates. Find out where Sid's at. You know he's probably still in the hospital, Lummy.
No, like, Sid's out.
No, he's in the hospital Sid's been a day or two in the hospital for this one.
So, yeah, Lummy.
I think he might have broke some ribs, too. Like, I actually put my ear on his bloody chest to listen to his heart, to listen for his lung sounds, his breath sounds, because I thought he had a collapsed lung on the right.
Not that you could have done it, Danny, but too bad maybe you couldn't teach your wife how to do video and she could have jumped out and have.
What do you mean, teach your wife how to do video? Oh,
Seth, I'm not allowed to do video. I'm not. I still have a BlackBerry phone. I just got my first flip phone. I just got graduated to texting last week. No video for me.
No data.
And the kids don't even care. They're like, whatever. It's just dad being dad again. Yeah, dad. Saving a life.
Saving life. Right. Nothing.
Yeah. Saving Sid.
They used to be doing stuff like that.
You should find Sid.
Can you imagine, though, if we had the video of Seth, of Dan springing in action and, you know.
No, that'd be amazing. And then we could bring Sid up tonight at the Conservative Grounds and, you know.
Roger's... We could help Lummy sell merchandise.
Yeah, it could be.
We got one of those big bandages like the drummer boy. Really? He has one of those big bandages on his head like the drummer boy. That'll help sell Roger Stone rocks. I'm telling you that right now.